hair day, I think.
It's okay. It's not a great, it's a good hair day. It's not
Yeah.
great.
Okay, I'll
There's
take
like
out the
a
really. You're having a good hair day.
this one I could go out in the wind and it would be okay. Some days I'm like, we're not leaving the house. This hair is the way it's going to be all day. All right, we got to hit the ground running today, lady, because you have a hot appointment of some sort after this, and I hope it's not with somebody that you like more than me.
No, of course not. That's not possible.
Good.
Just want to share my top tip, castor oil. I've been using castor oil on
Okay,
my face.
but you
How do
are
I look?
using the, your face looks amazing. I
Does
don't know,
it?
I don't understand why you don't have any wrinkles. How does
I
that
mean,
even
I
happen?
do. I don't know how to do that.
Well,
I've been using castor oil on my face only for
so you're
about
not
2 weeks.
ingesting it.
No,
Don't
and I'm not
ingest it.
injecting it either. No ingestation or injection.
Doesn't break the skin.
No, I am just slathering it all over my face at nighttime, and I'm kind of giving myself a little bit of a massage, facial massage at the same time. I'm putting it on my eyebrows, on my eyelashes, and I feel my skin is plumper.
Okay.
I mean, it could be because of all the cake I'm eating as well. Maybe that's why I got a
I'm also
little
up
bit of
10 pounds, but
yeah.
sure, it's fine.
Yeah, but I think it's the castor oil. So that's my top tip. Tracy, go out and buy castor oil.
Castor oil. Yeah. Well, I'm in. I'll try anything.
Try it,
I
Ali.
do
Apparently,
nothing for my skin.
well,
Don't. I know you just sighed at me. It's just, I can't remember all the things.
you just need castor oil. Just put that
Just.
on at nighttime. You can use it to cleanse your face as well. You put it on and then you get a soft cloth and you wipe it off and it will remove dirt from your face. Anyone, Tracy, will think she's in the wrong podcast. It's become a facial
This
podcast.
is two old broads giving out
Talking
facial
about
care.
skincare. Two old broads. Less of that, thanks very much.
All right, we're talking
So
about.
today, correct me because you may have a different idea. We're talking about all the ways I've been listing lots of the
You're
ways
like reading.
all the ways that we try to avoid failing, the things we do to avoid failing. Is that what you think we're talking about? What
Yes.
exactly?
What I wrote down yesterday was being too careful. And it may even go back to the podcast just before this, where we were talking about what we need to be able to feel like we can take a risk, because we'll keep ourselves safe. And we were talking about some things. You and I had a conversation yesterday, and it was about like it's so interesting that when we are too careful, we end up making a mess sometimes, not always,
Yeah, it
in
doesn't
real.
nec yeah. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily work out. I mean, the
Right.
experience I'm having right now is I actually have, I guess it would be anxiety right now in this moment. Not because I think you're going to blurt something out
I would never.
inappropriately.
I would never.
Not that, but because this morning I was planning something and I'm getting closer and closer to putting some money where my mouth is.
Yes.
Oh, Ali, hand sweating. Taught myself down out of a tree. I'm kind of clinging to a branch psychologically, going, no. And the things I've been doing in order to prevent failure.
Yes. So
And some
tell.
of the things, do you want to know? Yes, some of the
Well,
things
I
I've
know what
been
they are.
doing.
I already know. I already know all
Okay.
the things that you've done.
Okay, tell me, clever
There's
clog.
you've taken care of every aspect You're like, you've got it lined out, not just location, but what type of location and the cost of the location and what will happen each and every day and the feeling that people will have when they walk into the room and what kind of snacks will be and what kind of drinks do we need and how much of each of those things do we need and don't forget about the agenda. Ooh, there's a lot. You've thought it all out.
Yes, and when I was talking to Jat BTT, that's a bit like
Are you having a stroke
ChatGPT.
again? Not again. Chub drip. You've been drinking. I know who you're talking about.
And I can see why you like her as much as you like
She's
me. She's really good.
so good.
She's really
Fucking
good.
love her.
Yeah, she's really good. Because I was thinking, oh, I'm going to set up a call. I would like to have a co. We're going all over the place with this. Are you okay with this?
I'm gonna reel you back in. You keep
Okay.
going. I think this is gonna make sense. We'll get you.
Okay. Let's hope.
So
Let's hope
you
it
were
makes
talking to
sense.
chat.
I was talking to chat. And because you just said, like, I'm doing all the things. I was like, I would like a facilitator. I don't want them to facilitate with me. So they're more like a co-worker, like somebody to be in the room. And I was like, right, I know two people who have delivered to reasonable sizes. I've done some delivery on my own. Myself, I've done some face-to-face and some online, but I was like, I'm just going to do my research. I'm going to speak to these people who I know have done it. So Angela and Aaron, I'm going to speak to these two people who I know have done it. And then I was like, I'm just going to ask chat because my feeling is best practice is to have somebody in the room with me for all the reasons. And I spoke to typed into chat, why is it best practice? And of course, she came back with all of
Brilliant.
the things that
Your beliefs.
reinforced my belief. So I don't know if that's a bit of a sideline, but I think there's a fine line, Ali, between doing all of the work, which I am really good at. I should have been, and probably still could be, a health and safety inspector because I can see all the things before they happen, and I can don't stop, pick that up. I can do it all. I can see everything, all the dangers, all the risks. And I think there's an advantage to that because that means what I produce is a little hair flick, really high quality. Just saying. But I possibly can over egg the pudding as well, and I can go a little.
Okay, just a minute. That is my new favorite saying. I have never heard that before.
Really?
Over egg the pudding? Oh, I'm taking it. It makes no sense in America because we don't actually cook here. We just buy shit in boxes.
I love
But
it.
if you've ever made pudding from scratch and you over egg it,
Yeah, you put too many eggs in
it's
because just in
too
case.
heavy.
Yeah,
Over
just in
egg the
case.
pudding. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. You keep
That's
going. That's
probably from like 400 years ago. I don't know
it.
the origin of that. It's like really old. It's from, when I was born. It's like really old.
So good.
But yeah, so the flip side of that is
Yes.
it can create lots of great stuff, but it's also a way of protecting myself. I am eradicating.
You break, did you just karate chop your
No,
pen? Okay.
it just
All right. That would
flipped.
have been better if you
But
had to.
I'm eradicating the chance that I will fail, that there will be a problem.
Okay, so there's a couple different directions we can go. One is, how do you distinguish between being well thought out, planned, having some, vision and strategy versus now you're just assuaging the fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of making a mistake. The second direction might be, what would you make it mean if even though you planned everything, you made a mistake. What do you make it mean when you make mistakes? How do you speak to yourself in those moments? So which direction do you want to go? We could do like
Ooh.
the distinction, or we could do the like, I'm too careful because of all the things that I make it mean.
I quite like how do I know?
Okay.
How does one know
I like
if
it.
one is being, I mean, chat said I was being very thoughtful. I'd clearly given
She's
this a
awesome.
lot of thought. And I was like, yeah, thanks, I
Thank you.
have. Yeah.
Imagine when she's like a robot that lives with you, by the way. I can't wait. I'll never leave the
Really? Do you want
house.
that?
She just make me feel good about myself all the time. Okay, keep going. This isn't about her or castor
No.
oil. That one does it.
So I think that's useful to know when, how do I distinguish or determine whether I am being really well planned, thoughtful, professional, all of that, and when I'm being a like crazy lunatic person who's like, yeah, I can't make a mistake, it mustn't happen. How, when I'm coming from there. I think that one of the ways that I personally tell is the experience I'm having around it. So when I'm being thoughtful, well planned, I think there's a sense of accomplishment. There's a sense of sort of ease and proficiency. There's kind of a sense of proficiency. I am proficient at what I am doing. I am efficient. I am masterful. I know what I'm doing. So there's that sort of feeling. And then I think when I'm coming from the other place, there's actually much more of a sense of anxiety and fearfulness,
Stress,
stress,
frenzied, maybe.
and frenzied. Yes, yeah, absolutely frenzied, and really no clue whether I'm right or wrong. Like I don't, I've lost my sense of direction. There's a bit of spinning
Got
happening. I that's probably true for a lot of people.
it. Yeah, I'm settling in and seeing, can is that true for me? I don't overplan anything. Okay, let me take that back. I am more of a fly by the seat of my pants person. So my frenzy happens in the moment because I didn't plan. And then I think that that's, footloose and fancy free, and I'm just so masterful, and then I'll get caught with my pants down, right? Where you're just like, I don't know what I thought I was going to do today, and now I don't have a plan, and now I'm stuck. So I'm trying to think of something that I would plan. So I do, workshops and keynotes. I speak to people and I practice those a lot. And I learned that if I practice, I know there is a distinction between I'm practiced just enough versus I'm overdoing it. Okay, so what happens when I overdo it is I start making more mistakes. And I catch myself going down these rabbit holes that aren't gonna enhance the content. It's weird. It's like 10 practices is great, but 11 will actually make it worse. So I don't know. Back to eggs. Like, you know how when you do the whites, I think I've done it three
Yes.
times in my whole life, but you whip it into a
Yeah.
meringue. But if you
Yeah.
keep going, you ruin it. Like, you have to
Yes.
stop when they get just that stage, otherwise they all
Yeah, yeah,
collapse.
yeah. Yeah, and it's making me think of when you're working on a painting, which I haven't done for a long time, but when you're there's something really delicious about working on a painting from history, and then you're actually just messing it up.
What is that called? Like, it's a curve where you're like, it gets better, it gets better, it gets better, and then it drops off a cliff.
Is that a bell curve? I don't know what a
No,
bell curve is,
a
so I
bell
don't know if
curve is
that's a bell.
it's the average. It's,
Okay.
a bell curve is a perfect whoop. This is more like a cliff drop, almost like a step
Okay.
change.
So it feels like we've found two things. There's the practical side, and then there's the physical experience that we have internally. So there's the what happens in our bodies. The, you know, you like, oh, I've been caught with my pants down.
Yeah.
And me in a feeling of anxiety. And then there's actually the practical side that you can overwork something. That's the language you would use, or I would use around a painting. I've overworked it. Again, it's a many, many years since I painted anything, but yeah, I've overworked it. And it almost, like that meringue, it just kind of flops. It just sort of dies. It loses its energy and its vibrancy.
And the experience is that one is grounded and solid. I like that word, accomplished. There's an ease to it. And that the other side becomes this frenzied, almost chaotic, not, it's a scattered experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
What was the other option you offered?
The other option was,
how do I know?
Yeah. Let's say that you plan all of this. You do your accomplished, thoughtful, easeful planning and you launch.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go well, or mistakes are made, or there's something that you didn't think of that pops up. What will you like? What happens to you in those moments when there's an unknown?
I'm modeling it now.
So you stop blinking. Stop breathing, stop blinking. And then what, like, I'm really curious, what do you say to yourself in your mind?
I think historically some pretty foul things.
Yes. You want to share
pretty horrible
with
things?
Because your language
too
is
blue.
So beautiful.
They're too blue. I can't think of any, to be honest. But some nasty things, you know. And in fact, I don't even think the thoughts register. It's just a vibe that I have about myself. And there's a lot of frenzied thinking on the top, which will be about the thing that's gone wrong. And I think there's a feeling underneath the frenzied cloud of thinking, which is, what is the feeling underneath? It's a feeling of failure, but it's a really unpleasant, heavy feeling. I'm wrong. It's not a good thing. It's not like, oh, none of the experience is a good thing. It's not like, oh, look at that. Oh, I left it in the oven too long. You know, it's like, okay, next time I'll do it differently. It's more like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, the physical and mental experience. I don't have any particular words that I can put to it in terms of, like, I say, you know, you stupid bitch or anything like that. It's not that. It's just more of a really horrible feeling, like falling or something.
When you say I've done it
That's
wrong,
so interesting. Yeah.
What does that create inside of you?
That probably that I'm stupid, should have known better. You know, if I'm so bloody accomplished.
Yeah. Like,
they're
now you're
flipping
exposed,
clever.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to find out.
Yeah. How did I let this happen? How come I didn't see this coming?
Yeah.
So there's all of that. But I've noticed recently I've been, and they're about very small things, Ali, but I've noticed that I've been being more matter of fact about things. This is possibly going, I don't know how this is going to sound, a bit odd. I left the light on in the bathroom. This is like really
serious shit. I hope Tracy's sitting down for this part.
Yeah.
Gasp.
This is so silly, but it does show how easily I can make myself wrong. Yeah. I left a light on in the middle of the day and walked away from it. Yeah.
How do you live with yourself?
Then I came back and saw that I had done it. And so, and I don't remember the exact words, but I was nice to myself about it. Just and that happened like, 20 minutes ago. And I noticed, and I don't recall the words, but I noticed my energy about it was nice, and it and that was different because historically there clearly would have been a poke or a
Yeah.
or something unpleasant about the fact that I had stupidly left a light on. Like, duh, who leaves a light on in the middle of the day?
I like where you're going with this because I think it's in those little goofs that we can tell a lot about ourselves. Like if I drop a glass and it breaks, what's the first word out of my mouth, right? Is it idiot, dummy, right? Or is it, oops, oh darn it. Better order another glass on Amazon. Whatever it comes out is like the first place you go. It's a good thing to start noticing. And it's easy to notice in these little places where they're little goofs. I left a light on. Oh gosh, my engine, I'm almost out of gas. How could I, what did you say? How come I didn't see that coming? Right? Or is it, oh, time to get gas.
I like that actually because they're easier to see because
Yes.
they're less confronting. At least
Well,
for
the
me, they are.
significance. Yes.
Yes,
Yes.
they're less confronting, they're less significant. They may not be for someone else, but the fact remains, I can
Yeah.
still be unpleasant to myself about them. I
Yes.
can still be negative. And I remember when the children were younger, if I did something like whatever, spilt milk, broke a glass or whatever, I would say, or I left, I don't know, made some small mistake, I would say, oh, silly mummy. And I stopped myself saying it because I felt it was a really unnecessary and negative message about mistake making or errors, and also about me. Like, I'm not silly, as in
No, you're
stupid.
not.
No, it was kind of like not silly, ha ha, but it was like a
Right.
nice way of saying stupid woman. And
Right.
stupid woman is what my mum used to say.
Oh, no.
To herself,
Kathy.
to herself. And interestingly, although I made that change on the surface, today even I've noticed, yes, today I said there was a more positive vibe about the fact that I, to the point where I noticed I had a more positive vibe about leaving a light on. But I would still say that is A, relatively recent, and B, not necessarily consistent. It's not that I continuously have a positive vibe about myself, about small goofs and big goofs. I'm definitely working towards that being more consistent. I'm going to stop talking.
No, I love it. So where I can see us going is as we start to, so these are ways that we're learning. I think this is kind of like summarizing what you've shared
Yeah, do
is
it.
you're learning how to be with mistakes because it'd be great if we could just not make them. So the place to go isn't to like figure out how to stop making mistakes because that's not possible. Then it feels like, okay, well, I'm going to do everything I can to minimize the possibility that I would ever make a mistake. Also, probably not the place to go. We're going to go somewhere totally different, which is when I make a mistake, which I do often because I'm a human, I'm going to be different about how I treat myself, how I speak to myself, how I experience myself. I'm going to be more intentional when I can catch it because I'm going to make mistakes there too. I won't always catch it.
No, and I think there is there are lots of ways which we sort of talked about at the top of the conversation. Lots of ways that I work to minimize the risk that I will make a mistake, that something will happen in error. And those can be clues
Yes.
to where I'm coming from.
Yeah,
Am I
so there.
coming from well planned, or is there something about my approach which is being driven by my fear and resistance to making a mistake. And I think the reason any of this matters is
Yes.
because as I'll talk about myself, as I step into something new, which I want to do and am doing, there will be things that there will be loads of things that I know and I can lean on those, rest on those, use those. And then there are lots of things that I just cannot control and things
That's
that I
right.
don't know,
That's
things that
right.
I don't know that I don't know.
Yes.
And so my attitude to error, failure, mishap, is actually really important.
Yes.
It's really important to me right now.
Yeah. Okay. So we started with this idea of we get to be too careful about things. And that becomes problematic because I know you and I talked about this yesterday, but I like the example of the bike that I don't like falling off of my bike because it hurts. And so when I was learning how to ride without training wheels, I tried to go really slow to try to circumvent that pain. Well, you know, when you go on a bike, you're balancing, and the slower you go, the harder it is. And so I was falling anyways, and it was still hurting. And so I was trying to like create this thing that I couldn't, it by trying to avoid it, I was actually creating it. And how many things in life are like that? I might have feedback or conversation that I have to face, or I want to address something. And then because I beat around the bush or I sugarcoat it, the message gets lost. And you know, you make a bigger mess than if you just said that stupid thing. And so being too careful, overworking, oh, that's such a great. When we overwork something, there are places and situations where that actually is not great. It makes it worse and it ends up creating the thing that I was trying to avoid. So if we're talking about this thing that you're trying to launch, where you are planning for every single scenario that ever, tsunamis, hurricanes, the grid going down, where can you see, like, what will you be practicing or what are you going to be taking on in service of learning how, because this is new. This is a new thing for you. How do you want to experience that?
Yeah, I think to put a tiny bit of context into it, I have designed a one-day workshop, and I'm now looking for the place to run it and the date and, sharing it with people and all of those things. Now, some of those pieces I already know. I have experience with
Yes.
those pieces, but there are quite a few pieces that are
Brand new.
new. Before I answer the question, which was, how do I know when I'm coming? Was it? How do I know when I'm coming from?
Well, yeah, you're going to be too careful somewhere along the line. You're going to over index. You're
Yes.
going to overwork.
And I think what I'm getting from this conversation, Ali, is the motivation for why I would not want to overwork, which actually then becomes a bit of a North Star that then draws me forward. And the reason is I'm now thinking, you repeated that word overworking. And I was thinking about when, because again, historically, I've made bread
Yes.
and you're
Yes,
kneading
it's a
the
same
dough and you're
thing.
kneading, but actually, you can
Too far.
knead something, you can go too far, and you basically take the life out of it.
Yes, becomes a brick.
Yes, you take the life out of it. And I've written down aliveness because I'm like, actually, what I want is to be able to lean on all of the things that I know and leave space for the aliveness of the event,
Yeah.
which are all the bits that I don't know. All
Yes.
the bits that I don't know. Their responses, the what the woman is saying in the room and blah, 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 all of those pieces that I
Yeah.
don't know. And even with the best planning, I
You
will
can't
not know
know.
how I
You
can't know how
can't.
it's going to land for these
That's
women
right.
until it's landed. So actually what I've gotten from this conversation, I feel like I'm moving to my takeaway, but what I've gotten is not so much how will I know when I'm overworking because I can see things. I can be like super careful. We've identified that. I can do a lot of extra work, which almost becomes busy work as opposed to real work. And that is that real overworking the dough kind of thing. It's like, oh my God, I can't stop. Take it away from me. That sort of thing. So I feel I've got a few clues as to that. But the thing I'm really taking from the conversation is, why would I want something other than that? And the reason is that I want the aliveness. I want the I want to the that's it. I want the aliveness of the experience. So I think the word aliveness is becoming is potentially going to be a, I don't know, like a vision word or a word
Your
to
North
keep in my
Star.
mind. Yeah, my North Star to keep in my mind as I'm working towards and am creating this thing.
Yeah. Because even with bread, bread's a great example too. If you've ever made bread, you never, I mean, I don't know, I've never been able to make the same loaf twice. And for somebody who has like a scientific mind, it drives me nuts because you weigh everything. It's the same. But the conditions and the environment, and there's so much more that goes into making a bread that I can't control and I can't really know. I mean, I'm sure people know, but I don't. And so in my kitchen, maybe the humidity or maybe the temperature or who knows, but like my bread is never the same twice. And what you're
No.
getting at is that that's part of the joy and part of the excitement of making a loaf of bread is that there are times when you can't know how it's going to turn out until it's done. This
Absolutely.
workshop is very much like that. You cannot know. That's my takeaway,
No.
is you can't know. You can't. And all of
No.
these attempts at predicting, okay, predicting where, predicting when, predicting food, we can do that. We want to make sure that what we can control and create a nice environment. Have an agenda, but like do not grip too tightly on it because you don't know. You cannot know what's going to happen in that space that day. You don't know who will be in the room. You don't know how they're going to show up. And humans are complex. And then when you get complex beings together, the complexity is infinite.
Yes, and I think rather than seeing that as a risk, which it can be,
Oh, it is.
but holding the rather than seeing it only as a risk, but seeing those two things working together or being in balance or both being present, that there's a risk and there's also this aliveness of possibility that is present as well, and kind of like, ooh. And of course, I really only just want that one, but this is still part of is still
Sorry.
part of
If
it.
only. Yeah. Be great if we could have all the possibility without any of the risk. I don't know how to do that
That
one.
was really helpful for me.
I'm so glad. Would you like to tell all of our listener about your workshop?
Oliver.
All of our listener?
Well, yeah, I could. I'm planning, I've designed a workshop for women like me who are kind of have a foot in empty nesting. I'm sort of in between. My flown creature has come home. So I now have two adult children living with me. And so the workshop is about myself as I move through, and also my relationships with this transitional piece of motherhood. That all sounds a bit vague and squishy. I can work on that. But yeah, that's what it's about. And it's about what am I received, sort of the received wisdom, the received ideas about motherhood. What do I think about motherhood? And then sort of interrogating and really examining and exploring my beliefs, and how do I act on those? Are they creating an experience of life right now for me that I want? That's what it is. And is there, are there any tweaks that I want to make that actually create the experience to be much more how I want it to be? And I'm creating it from inside my mind. So everything happens as a result of my thinking. So, what is my thinking about this?
So if I come to this workshop, I will be able to walk away with an idea of how I can create the type of motherhood that I desire, not
Yes.
society's or my family's or my community's, but mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll also come away with a much that fog that can be there around our thinking, that will have gone, and there will be much more clarity around your thinking, and you'll be able to interrogate your thinking in terms of what is fact and what is fiction, what is story, where am I embellishing something and creating an experience that I don't like that actually isn't really there. So much more self-awareness around our thinking.
And such a powerful place because a lot of my clients also have children. I work with clients on the business, usually on the business side, and we eventually end up talking about their families as well. And there's a lot of pain inside of parenting that isn't really talked about. I don't think it's normalized. And I think what you're proposing and what you're bringing into the world is super, is it's so important because I think everybody has a theory on what they think a good parent is or isn't. And that's can really be problematic because all the things I'm doing, I'm trying to be a good mom when that's not what's fucking called for in the moment. There are times when I just have to like settle into my intuition and be like, this is what I think is right now. Other people might look in and say no, but
Totally. That thing of good mum, somebody pointed out to me, I was talking to Angela and Natalie this morning, and actually mainly Angela, but that's irrelevant. But basically she was like, are you being a good mum? Because I was really struggling with the consequences of a choice that put me first. Choice I haven't made yet. And I was like, if I make the choice that puts me where I want to be in relation to this opportunity, there is a consequence for my sons. And I find it very difficult to be with the fact that I'm having an impact, that I'm creating a consequence that may not be rosy and fabulous, that will be inconvenient. That was the word, that I'm going to inconvenience them. I would rather inconvenience myself. And she was like, are you being that good mum thing again? And I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, I just want to
I'm
get rid of that
trying.
term, good mom.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
trying to be a really, I describe myself as a good mom. I'm a bloody brilliant mother. I'm incredible. So I just describe myself as a good mom. And I hold that in high esteem and a lot of value. So then, of course, it becomes really difficult for me if I'm doing something that is
It's not good, mom.
that's not good mumming. And it's sort of like, oh. So yes, so this work is about looking at that and kind of going, oh my God, and sort of examining it. And sometimes it's too hot to touch, sometimes it's really tender and difficult. So I think doing that work supported is fabulous because you learn from each other. And so exciting stuff.
Before we end, when is this workshop?
I don't have an exact date. I am in the process of nailing that down, but it is going to be, I'm going to run two in July, end of June, mid-July.
So stay tuned because we now have our listener sitting on the edge of her seat. She needs to know.
Crazy.
Tracy's in
She'll know
Madison, so
everything.
we'll get her flown over
Get
there.
her flown over. Get her shipped over.
Awesome. All
You have a
right.
takeaway? Or are
My
you good?
takeaway is that you can't know.
You can't
All
know.
of these attempts of trying to get in front of things and prevent things and not be judged or not fail or not, it's all because we're trying, like, take it all off the table. And I'm going to try that. My practice is I'm just going to remind myself I can't know how it's going to go. I can't. So trust myself. This is again me really practicing self-trust. Trust myself to be able to handle it no matter how it goes.
My takeaway is slightly different.
Okay. Good.
My takeaway is do the planning, plan well, set it in motion.
Beautiful.
And see what happens. So it's kind of,
yes.
Yeah. A variation of yours. Plane landed.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Well done. All right. You have a great weekend.